Morning, Jared. How are you?
Good, thanks, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, very well. Now, firstly, the important stuff. How did your horse go in the Rising Sun?
Mate, he ran about midfield. I think he ran 6 or 7. He been a bit frustrating. Like I said the other night, he drew 7 that race and ran the fastest last 800 and 400 of the night. And then last weekend, he was in a Group 3 and drew, I didn't think 7 could get worse. He drew 12, which is even worse, and ran the quickest last 800 and 400 again in the race, and I think of the night again. So he's absolutely flying, a little fella, but we just can't get any luck. There's actually, the blacks are fakes this weekend, and you do worse than throw him in there. He'll lead up all the 2600, so he's half a chance of getting a run at a big price on that, but we need a draw.
So you think he'd go that way?
I think he'd like to. We'd like to. Like I said, it's over 2600, and that really sorts a few horses out, and he'll lead up every metre of that. So his last two runs have been off the clock. He's just drawn 12 and had to be last and then gone 5 up front. So, unfortunately, it hasn't worked out. But if we can manage to sneak a run in that and get a draw, mate, we're in it again. So we'll see how we go.
I can't get off now. I've got to keep sticking solid.
Stick with him, mate.
100%.
He's absolutely flying. He's airborne. He just needs a draw, mate.
All right. We just can't tell anyone, so we get a price.
He'll wear a price.
Yeah. I think he will be a price.
When he draws one.
Yeah.
When he draws a gate, he gets a run. Yeah. Oh, well, let's talk footy. 2 straight wins. Coincided with you coming back in the team as well. Oh, no, you came back for the Titans game, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't miss that one.
Remember that one.
What gives you the confidence, Jared, that the team may have turned the corner?
Yeah, look, mate, it's just that winning feeling, which unfortunately we haven't had a lot this year. The way we've won our games have been very similar to how we've sort of spoken and built our last couple of seasons over. The Manly game was a grind. It was, you know, a cold, greasy night, and very much played through the middle third of the field and built on the back of a, you know, scrambling defence effort. And then I thought on the weekend, we started well. Then we actually had a period where we gave away some silly penalties and 6-agains and let the Sharks back in the game. Then after the half-time, we got up, and then we actually got behind again after half-time. And previously, it's, you know, the games with the momentum swings lately, it's been, we haven't been able to recover from them, and we managed to recover and actually come away and run away with it in the end against the Sharkies. So it's pleasing to win games, not just running away with complete momentum, which a lot of games seem to be doing, you know, these days. It's they've both been quite good arm wrestlers and built on the back of good defensive efforts. So look, we're going to have to get even better and go up a level on Thursday night, but we're giving ourselves every chance.
Yeah, Jared, I was going to ask, what are some of the big differences? Again, inconsistent at the start of the year, now, you know, a few wins under the belt and only just outside the A. What are some of those major changes?
Oh, look, the obvious one, mate, we've completed it in the last 2 weeks. Our completion rate's been 90 and 84% or something. I mean, that makes a massive difference. Our outside backs, our back three, our fullback wingers on the weekend were outstanding. You know, they got back. Getting back and you know, working so hard for your middles, they get more energy. They got more energy in defence. They don't have to get back and do the hard work. And you know, it's a little circle, vicious little circle, mate. When you're doing it right, it's a good thing to be a part of.
Jared, can you tell us a little bit more about Xavier Savage? I mean, playing his second game in the NRL, you know, coming through the junior grades there in Canberra. I know he's from North Queensland, but did you know much about him when he arrived at the club, and what about his development in the past, you know, 18 months?
Yeah, not a lot until probably pre-Christmas last year. They started, there was a lot of talk. He done a bit of a pre-season with us, and you could just see him move, you know, how special he was going to be, just the athlete he was, but you know, he's filled out. He's put on a couple of good kilos already. I know he hasn't got as much of him, but there wasn't much more of him at Christmas time. So he's put a few good kilos on, mate. He's a really good kid. He's very confident. And I don't think we've seen anywhere near what he can achieve and how fast he can actually run. So
he looks, mate, a good mover, mate.
He moves, yeah. He moves really well. It's, you know, he's got a bit of, not so much the movement, but his build and his body shape's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of Jack White about him when he was that age. Jacko was only a pencil when we came into the grade. He was 18, so mate, he's got that big, long rangey sort of movement and he can run too. So once he has a couple of pre-seasons, mate, and feels out, he could be anything.
Speaking of Jack, mate, how's that rib injury? Will he be right for next week or this week?
Oh, I don't know. He's in the room next to me, actually. He was in here laying here watching the footy with me yesterday, but he's he's a little bit better than what he thought, I think. I don't know the actual diagnosis. We sort of can't go get scans and stuff, but he seemed to think that something pushed back in or popped back in after the game, and he thought that made a bit of a difference, whether it was just a rib sitting out or something. But look, it's a short turnaround. It's going to be very hard for him, but if there's one bloke that'll play under the pump and you know, you're ever thinking of a tough bloke, Jacko's the man. So we'll give him every chance, mate. We're lucky we've got Matty Fawley up here. He done a really good job against Manly when Jacko was out for Origin, mate. So it's one of those things where you know, you want Jacko to play because it's a big game, but you don't want to... You don't want to make it any worse either, so I'll leave that up to the medical staff fund. But hopefully he's right, the big fella.
How's everyone handling life in the hub? I mean, everyone's got different circumstances, of course. You know, some have got family and others haven't. How is everyone handling it? And I suppose you're not missing the weather, though.
No, the weather's great. Yeah, it was snowing in Canberra on Saturday, so I think the Sharks were happy to be up here as well, just quietly. But... look, it's not too bad at the moment for us, mate. It sort of feels like an away trip. It's just a regular away trip at the moment. We come up and had the Saturday game, and we've got a really short turnaround into a Thursday game, which is probably a good thing for us. We don't have to sit around and drag around too long and wait for the game again. So we're also very lucky, mate. I've said it, you know, in the media already that you know, our families, our wives, partners, kids are all up here. We were lucky enough to get them up here, and they don't have to isolate. So. You know, we're very grateful for that. We still can't obviously see them, but they can come to the games, and you know, they're up here freely. Whereas some of the boys, speaking to Dane Gagai, hasn't seen his family in over a month as it is, and you know, until they get them up here, and then another 2 weeks of isolation for them, it's going to be a lot longer too. So I do feel sorry for those boys that can't get their family up, but mate, the boys here are handling it as well as we can.
What are some of the restrictions you have to go through, mate? You said your families are up there, but you can't see them. Why is that? And are you allowed to go to coffee shops? Are you allowed to go to the beach? You can't do any of that?
No. See, the girls are up here. They've won the lotto, the girls. They got to fly up and get a free hotel and don't have to do anything. They just get lunch and breakfast and dinner sorted for them. They can go to the beach. And I think Brittany's going to pack fair today, so it'll end up costing me money. But we're stuck in the hotel, mate. We're only allowed to leave the hotel for training on the bus. So we're just in our room or in the team room, mate, and masks not everywhere. And
will that change, mate, after 2 weeks, have they told
40,
you?
Yeah, that's 14 days. And as far as I know, once that's done, we're free to go out and go get coffees and all that sort of stuff, play golf and everything. So we're on a golf course, and it's literally, I'm looking at the golf course now, and there's a big grand fence around it, so we can't even go for a walk around the golf course. Killing Jordan Rapana. But yeah, after the 14 days, we're free to go out and go around as far as I know, mate.
Now, Jared, do you feel the refs, and we've had a lot of feedback on our text line from our listeners, and I think we feel it as well in here, that the refs are overblowing the six again calls, and that potentially even contributing to a lot of the blowout scores we're seeing? What's the players' thoughts and yourself?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't help. I'm not going to bag the refs after a win. You never do that. But, there was a couple there in the weekend where it just felt like six again after six again after six again. And, you know, as a player, it's harder for the boys in the middle. Like, they're working so hard, and then they're trying to get back ascendancy and slow the momentum down, and they just give a six again away. You're just thinking, oh, here we go again. You're on the back foot again, and you're just getting rolled up the field. It's frustrating that it does have such an influence on the game. At the same time, you've got to be more disciplined and try and do everything you can to not give them away. But, it can be a key factor in some games there. And I think it has, you know, them blowout scores. It's just a game of momentum. You're just rolling through the teams and sometimes getting 7, 8, or 9, 10 tackles, and just it's just too hard for teams. So I don't know what the answer is, but, it certainly has an effect on games.
I was about to say, mate, because the hardest thing is to try and slow that momentum down when the opposition get it, but it's pretty difficult to find ways to do that.
Yeah, it is. Like, you think you've got one back, and then you hear that bloody siren go off again. You think, oh, here we go again. They're restarting their set. And instantly, most teams just think, once the siren goes, you just think, just take another couple out of the middle, just take the gas out of them. You're not going to, you know, the teams aren't going to have line speed when they're making 7, 8, 9 tackles in a row. So once everyone hears that siren, you're just on the front foot. Everyone gets with the ball too. Even if you're gassed, you get a bit of a leg up knowing that you've got another set of six, and everyone's on the front foot, and the poor boys in the middle there just cop an absolute hiding. So, it certainly changes the game.
Big game against Parra. What's the key to limiting them?
We haven't done too much work on them yet. Obviously, it's only a short week, but we know how good a side they are. They've got Junior Paulo and Mitch Moses coming back from Origin. So they had the weekend off too, so they're going to be ready to go. And they've been, you know, Parramatta have probably been a bit of the flying under the radar, I think. I think everyone's really talking about Penrith and Melbourne and how good Melbourne have been, but I think Parramatta are only 2 points behind them, so they've sort of stuck under the radar a bit, but we know how good a team they are. There's a reason why those four sides are so far ahead of everyone else, because of how good they've been and how consistent they've been. So, big challenge for us, mate, but we just got to keep on winning.
Mate, good to talk to you. Good luck against Para, and hope the horse. Hope we see it in the Blacks of Fate.
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.